So then your daughter had learnt about diabetic comas, but tell me about her diabetic comas.
Yeah, she'd heard about them because of this little girl, as I said, used to fall off the back of chairs and things. But she hadn't had any problem with them until one night I was woken up at 3 o'clock. By then she was in bed with me nearly every night. And she was fitting. And it was absolutely terrifying because I never seen a fit. I'd never seen an epileptic fit. And her face was contorted and saliva was running out of her mouth, and she was the colour of, it was just a hideous, unbelievable whitey green colour. And she was rigid. I didn't know what to do. I really didn't know what to do. I'd like to have imagined I was a sort of coping mother, and maybe if it had been someone else's child, I could have done something more useful, but I totally went to pieces. And if it hadn't been for my son, who's done the journey with Tasha and has even said in the early days, said, oh, isn't it a pity I'm not diabetic too, because then, you know, I'd be really good about it and sensible, and I would teach her and show her, and it would be easier for her. And it makes my heart plummet dreadfully when he said things like that. But he's really gone along the whole journey with her, and I just screamed for him. And the first time this happened, he was 14 and a half, I suppose. And by the time he came up, she was out completely. She stopped fitting and she was lifeless. It was just horrible. And I ran down the stairs and rang the ambulance, and he was rubbing hyperstop into the outside of her cheeks. We knew we couldn't put it inside her mouth for fear of choking. And I rang the ambulance because I couldn't be with her. And he could, which is still, to me, is extraordinary, and it's still true, I'm afraid. So the ambulance came, and they stuck the needle in her. Well, I mean, had the glucagon. I had it myself. I could have done it myself if I could have done it, which I couldn't. The needle on it was so huge, and in my mind, I'm sure it was even bigger than it actually is, but it's a nasty needle anyway. It's a lot thicker and longer than most of the needles any of us are used to dealing with. And it took her a very long time to come round, and even given that it was night time and everything seems more traumatic. And